Recall with me those words that Joanne just read from the letter of James. Be patient, therefore, my friends, until the coming of the Lord. I remember how hard it was to wait for Christmas when I was young. From the moment I watched the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade on TV, the wait until Christmas morning seemed like an eternity. And as I look back, the thing that seemed to make it all bearable was the waiting in expectation with my friends. My brother and I, for example, would spend hours poring through the Sears catalog, discussing with one another what we might find under the tree on Christmas morning. And we spent a couple of nights caroling together with other of our friends, shoveling sidewalks and driveways for our neighbors. Somehow sharing the wait with my friends made the wait not only more bearable, but something that I actually looked forward to year after year. There was something special that bonded us together as we awaited Christmas. When we read the first chapter of the Gospel of Luke, we also find people who are waiting for the first Christmas day. Elizabeth and Zechariah have been told in an angelic vision that they will have a son, and he is to be named John, one who is to become John the Baptist. And Mary has received an angelic vision and told that she will bear a son, and his name will be Jesus, and he will become known as the Messiah. Mary and Elizabeth have each received a promise of what is to be. And something happened to Mary and Elizabeth in the process. Something that bonded them together. And with one another, it was for them to decide how they could live this promise out. Well, as the story unfolds in Luke, Mary pays a visit to Elizabeth. And when Mary greets her cousin, the baby in Elizabeth's womb leaps for joy. And Elizabeth is filled with the Holy Spirit, reminding her not only of her own joyous pregnancy, but also of Mary's. And so Elizabeth exclaims to Mary, "Blessed is she who believed that the promise made to her by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary bursts into joy herself. "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord." And these two women, both waiting, are there for one another, sharing their wait and sharing their joy in the promise of what is to come. Waiting together, supporting one another. Isn't that the model for Christian community? We are a community of support, celebration, and affirmation in which we lift up what has already begun in each one of us. The visit of Elizabeth and Mary is one of the Bible's most beautiful expressions of what it means to form community in this way. To be together, gathered around a promise, and affirming that something is really happening. And at the heart of our community lies prayer and worship and service. And what is prayer and worship all about? It's about coming together around a promise. And what is celebration all about? It is lifting up what we believe and what we feel is already there. And what is Eucharist all about, which is the heart of our celebration? It is about saying thanks. Thanks to God for the seed that has been planted in us and that continues to grow and bear fruit. It is ultimately saying, we are waiting for the Lord who has already come among us, and to allow the Lord to move us into the future. You see, the whole meaning of Christian community lies in offering a space in which we can wait for what we have already seen and experienced. As a community of faith, we gather in the place where we can keep the flame of faith and hope alive among us and take it seriously so that it can grow and become stronger within us, that we can become transformed by its power. And in this way, we can live with courage, trusting that there is a spiritual power in us that allows us to live in this world without being seduced constantly by despair, lostness, and darkness. That is how we dare to say that God is a God of love, even when we see hatred all around us. That is why we can claim that God is a God of life, even when we see death and destruction and agony all around us. We say it together. We affirm it in each other. And we wait together, nurturing what has already begun and expecting its fulfillment. Waiting together, we can wait with patience, knowing and trusting that the best is yet to come. And that is what Advent is all about. How did we come to be part of this community that helps us strengthen and nurture us in the way of life? We came here by our baptism. And what is baptism? Baptism is at its core a covenant, a relationship based on mutual promise and driven by a vision that rejoices in the hope of what is to come. And covenant then becomes the natural act of a community that waits together and lives in faith and in hope. A community that claims love. Together we will support one another and share in the promise our Advent wait proclaims, that God has come, that God is among us, and that through us, God makes divine love known in the world. Advent wait proclaims that through faith, the world can be changed. When we embrace this vision, we too can rejoice with Mary in patient waiting when she sings, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For the Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is God's name. And God's mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown the strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones. God has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty." That is the vision to which we are called to heed on this Gaudete Sunday, when we rejoice in the Lord and celebrate true joy. And what is joy? Joy is the experience of knowing that we are unconditionally loved, and that nothing, neither sickness, nor failure, nor emotional distress, nor oppression, nor war, nor even death can take that love away. Now, joy can come to us in many forms. In our love for our partner or for our children. Our love for our friends and family members. But perhaps most powerfully, joy comes to us through God's love for us. Our vision is one then that seeks joy as the unshakable foundation for our lives. Joy born from love. We need community to help us keep this vision alive and to claim the joy that we seek. We need each other to help us have the courage to live through moments of despair and suffering and to reach out to each other with love and compassion, reminding us of what God has already claimed, that we are loved and cared for. We need each other to remind us that what happened in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago happens within each one of us anew. That God is born to us, and we are called to live out that promise in our lives by giving up ourselves to serve our God and to proclaim to the world that Jesus has come among us. Come among us as a child born in Bethlehem, God's gift of love to us. And our response this Advent, oh come, let us adore him. Amen.